From out of the West comes America's famous fighting cowboy.
Well, I'm going upstairs and watch up, Ella. I'll see you a little later on.
Sure.
So I waited.
Oh, yeah?
In case time hangs heavy on your hand, we got a nice, friendly little poker game going on in my room. If you're interested, drop in. The room's 207.
The biggest of the season at Tarantula Springs, and cowboys from miles around are planning to attend. Our story begins in the Traeger Ranch, where the kid from Hassayampa is signed on to help with the fall roundup. Although the kid is a pretty fair cowhand, like a lot of youngsters, he thinks he's better than he really is and is inclined to brag about his abilities. He's now talking with Big Bill Sykes, the foreman. A bunch of the hands are lolling nearby.
Hey, look, Bill, the roundup's over and the cattle are in the shipping pen, so I'm going to take a few days off.
Yeah? What's your big idea? Well,
there's a rodeo up at Tarantula Springs this weekend. Top money in a bronc riding contest is $150. I figure I can win it.
Did you hear that, boys? Little Willie Whistlebritchie is going to win the bronc riding contest at Tarantula Springs.
Maybe you jaspers think I can.
Well, I know you can't because you ain't going. I need you here. Fences along the northeast section are falling to pieces. They got to be fixed.
Well, then somebody else is going to have to fix them. I'm going to that bronc show, and I'm shoving off right now. What's more, I'm coming back with that $150.
You don't think much of yourself, do you, son? Yeah, some of the best riders in this section will be competing in that contest. You wouldn't have a chance.
You think so? You just wait and see.
You know, if I wasn't so busy on the ranch, I'd ride up there just to see some of the conceit knocked out of you.
I ain't conceited.
Yeah.
But a fella knows whether he's good or not, and I'm plenty good when it comes to riding broncs.
Say, what do you know, boys? We had the champion bronco buster of the world right here on the Traeger Ranch, and we didn't know it. Well, all right, Windjammer. If I wasn't short of hands, I'd fire you on the spot. See, and I am, I'll let you off. On one condition. That you take first money in at their contest. And if you don't, you needn't come back, savvy. And you're getting sick and tired of all your big talk, too.
I'm afraid old Bill ain't got much confidence in
me. Don't pay no attention to him. He's just getting old and soured in the world. You go on up there and win. Us hands will be rooting for you all the way.
Thanks, Baldy. Hey, steady, Keno. Steady, boy.
Yeah.
Hey. I see you ran a hands the first of the week. When I do, the Hassayampa kid's going to be $150 richer.
What event you figuring on entering, Webb?
Bucking broncs and maybe the calf roping, Buckskin.
Oh, you're a chance to win the bucking bronc contest. Why, there ain't a cow folk in these here parts as one of many of them as you have.
Oh, I've just been lucky, that's all.
You know him better than that, Red Rider.
Ah, he knows it too. But he just ain't the one to toot his own horn. Hey, look at that cow potter tearing down off that hill yonder. Why, he's after breaking his doggone fool neck.
He's going to rodeo too, me betcha.
Well, that may be where he's headed, but he won't get there if he keeps up a pace like that. That's rough ground he's traveling over.
Good gravy, Red. He's down right now.
He take him off and spill.
Come on, compadres.
Get there, set him. Come on, there, boy.
Yeah, if we don't find that wad he did, it's going to be a miracle. Come on, travel boy. Come on, thunder.
The fellows are struggling to his feet, Red. Why, he looks like he's just a kid.
Horse, no, get him up.
Well, that horse has been hurt. Hold on there. Hold on.
Hold on.
Are you all in one piece, son?
I guess so. Kind of knocked me silly for a minute.
Hey, what in thunder happened?
Keno stepped in a gopher hole.
Don't you know any better than to let a horse cut over ground like this?
Oh, I've done it lots of times.
And just one time too many, if you think anything like that horse of yours.
Did Keno get hurt?
Broke both front legs, is all.
Then we'll have to.
Sure. There ain't nothing else you can do, young fella.
Gee, he's such a swell little horse, the best one I ever had.
You should have thought of that a little sooner, son.
Oh, come on, sonny. Let's just sort of look t'other way.
Keno, I'm sorry I done this to you.
Another horse someday.
I can never get another horse like Keno.
I'm sorry, son, but it had to be done.
Yeah, I know.
Where were you headed for? Tarantula Springs?
Yeah, I'm gonna ride in a rodeo up there.
Well, that's where we're going, too. Little Beaver here doesn't mind. We'll take the rigging off your horse and throw it on his paint, and you can ride him to the springs.
Sure, that'd be him all right with me.
You can ride on Thunder with me, Little Beaver.
Did you ever ride in a rodeo before?
Nope, shows around where I've been, why, they never put up enough prize money to make it worthwhile.
Oh.
And this one, top money in the buck and bronc contest is $150. I intend to win it.
Say, Tarantula Springs looks nice, all decorated up with flags and button and stuff.
Being big crowd in town, too.
Where is it you want to go, young fella?
Well, some of the hands on the Traeger Ranch where I've been working told me the Central House is a good place to stop.
Well, that's it, right across the street.
Hold it.
Well, I'm sure obliged to you fellas for the lift.
You're quite welcome, son. Chances are we'll see you around.
Well, where are you fellas going to stop?
Oh, we're putting up at the Central House, too. But I reckon we'll stable the horses first. We'll leave your rigging there.
Oh, thanks. Well, lots of luck at the rodeo, Red.
Thanks.
But you better stay off that buck and bronc. I got that contest all sewed up.
So long, kid.
Bye.
Come on, Ed. Get that horse.
Get him. Come on.
You know, it's a wonder to me that that kid can ever buy a hat that fit him. His head sure swelled up.
He got a pretty good opinion of himself, all right.
Oh, well, he's just a kid. A few hard knocks will take a lot of that out of him. That is, I think it will.
Yeah, I'm a Hacienda kid. I'd like to get a room.
Have you got a reservation?
Oh, no, I haven't.
Well, I don't know whether I can fix up or not. There's an awful big crowd in town, you know. Just let me look a second.
Well, gee, I hope you have. I had enough bad luck already. Coming to hear my horse stepped in a gopher hole.
Yeah, I have one room on the second floor. Now, it's in the back and pretty small, but, well, it's the only thing that's left.
Well, I'll take it. I'm riding in the Bronx show tomorrow, and I gotta have a place to sleep.
Sign here, please. Room 213 at the end of the hall.
Thanks.
Your home's in Hacienda, huh?
Well, I was born there. Lately, I've been working on a Traeger Ranch. That's a couple of counties west of there. I always say my home's where I hang my hat.
Haven't you any folks?
Well, no. They was killed in a runaway accident when I was about 5 years old. I don't even remember them much.
That's kind of a coincidence. My folks was killed, too. They was killed by the Apaches, and, well, I guess we're kind of in the same boat, ain't we?
Yeah. Yeah, we are at that. What does a fella do to kill time around this town?
Well, there's a pool hall up the street. A lot of the local fellas hang out there.
No, I don't care much for pool.
Well, tomorrow night after the rodeo, there's going to be a big dance.
Are you going?
I don't know. On account of I ain't so very pretty, why, well, nobody ever asks me if they can find somebody else.
Well, I'll take you if you'd like to go.
You will?
Why, sure. I'd be proud to take you.
Hiya, cowboy. Having a good time?
Well, I just got here a few minutes ago.
Well, if you don't have fun in Tarantula Springs, it'll be your own fault, son.
Hey, who's that fella?
Oh, that's Rocky Hill. He's a gambler. Runs a poker game upstairs.
Poker? Yeah.
But take a tip from me and stay out of it. Rocky makes gambling his business. And what's more, he also makes it pay.
I couldn't play if I wanted to. I just got money enough to pay my room rent, get my breakfast, and take care of my entry fee tomorrow.
Well, you're sure traveling light. How did you figure on going to the dance?
Well, with the money, I'm going to win the bronc riding contest. It's $150, you know.
Oh.
Well, I'm going upstairs and wash up. I'll see you a little later on.
Sure.
I heard you coming up the stairs, so I waited.
Oh, yeah?
In case time hangs heavy on your hands, we got a nice, friendly little poker game going on in my room. If you're interested, drop in. The room's 207.
As we return to our story of the West that lives forever, we find the girl Ella at the desk in the lobby of the Central House. It's early the following morning.
Oh, good morning. How'd you sleep last night?
I didn't.
Oh?
Can I send a telegram to the Traeger Ranch from here?
Sure, we've got a telephone. I'll just phone it to the station agent and he'll send it out from there. Who's it to go to?
To the cowhands on the Traeger Ranch and... And please, could you just put it on my bill? I'll pay you after the show this afternoon.
Well, the proprietor don't allow us to do that ordinarily, but... Well, seeing it's you, I will.
Well, here's a message. I got it all writ out already. Hey, how long will it take to get an answer, do you think?
That depends. 2 or 3 hours, anyway. What happened to you, kid?
Oh, like a chump, I never listened to what you told me. I bumped into Rocky Hill in the hall upstairs, and, well, I was feeling kind of lucky.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, they sure cleaned me out. I ain't got a dime. But don't you worry about the bill. I'll take care of everything just as soon as the show's over.
Well, you'd better go up to your room and try to get some rest. You look pretty awful now. As soon as the answer comes, I'll let you know.
Gee, yes, well.
Gee, suppose they don't send it.
Yeah, she's a pretty gal, too. And she liked me a heap. See, Red, ain't that the hussy of a kid just going up in their stairs?
Yeah.
You fellas know him?
The champion bronc buster of the world? Oh, sure, we know him well.
Yeah, he had a little tough luck with his horse on the trail yesterday.
We gave him a lift into town.
And he had some more tough luck last night. He got into a poker game with Rocky Hill, and, well, Rocky took him for all he had.
Well, he ought to have more sense than to get in the game.
Rocky Hill? What's that card sharper doing in Tarantula Springs?
You know him, Red Ryder?
Yeah, he and I have tangled a time or two. He's the most unprincipled scoundrel that ever dealt a card. Knowing that cowpokes are easy marks, he makes it a business to follow the rodeos.
Yeah, and a doggone profitable business, too.
You mean he trim him the cowboys, Red Ryder?
Trim him, Little Beaver. He shears him. He's not satisfied if he just gets their money. He takes their horses, their rigging, and even the clothes off their backs.
And I guess there's no way to stop him, either. He comes here every year.
Buckskin, you and the little button stay here in the lobby. I think I'll go up and have a talk with Rocky. What room's he in, miss?
207. But he won't be up this early. He always sleeps till noon.
Well, if he isn't awake, he will be in a minute. I got a few things I want to say to Mr. Hill.
Coming. What in blazes are you making all this row at this time of the... Oh, it's you. What do you want?
I want to talk to you, Rocky.
You'll have to come back later. Right now,
You're going to listen to me right now.
You've got an infernal nerve pushing your way into my room.
You're still up to your old tricks, aren't you, Rocky?
I don't know what you mean.
Oh, yes, you do. Why do you pick on these cowpokes and make $50 or $60 a month? Why don't you go after the hombres that have got some money and can afford to lose it?
If cowhands are suckers and want to gamble away their dough, that's their business. If I win it, that's mine.
If you gave them an even break, I'd say you're right. But you don't. A man hasn't a chance in the same game with you.
Are you trying to insinuate?
I don't insinuate. I'm just telling you, Rocky Hill. You're a thieving crook and you know it.
Blast you, Ryder. I've taken all I'm going to take from you. You get out of my room and don't you touch it.
You should have put more steam behind that, Bucky. I happen to know that you made a small fortune betting on rodeo events. And there isn't a dirty trick you won't pull to see that your man comes out on top. Well, I'm competing today, so you'd better watch your step.
All right,
get up. Now, you pull any funny business out at the fairgrounds this afternoon, you're going to be sorry, Rocky. You'll be mighty sorry.
Hey, Rocky.
Oh, hello, Dad. You're just the man I want to see.
Criminy, what happened to you?
Well, I ran into a door.
Oh, you sure got a pair of beautiful shiners, pal.
Red Ryder's in town.
Oh, yeah?
He's riding in the rodeo, too.
Gee, that ain't so good, is it?
You gotta win that bronc riding contest, understand? I got a lot of money up on you. Before it's over, I'll have a lot more.
You mean I gotta beat Red Ryder? Why, that Ranahan can ride a Texas twister.
He could get a bad fall, couldn't he?
Hmm?
Watch where he leaves his saddle. When he isn't looking, doctor up the cinch.
You mean, like we always do?
Yeah, but carefully, Dodge. Do it very carefully so it won't be detected before he makes his ride. Unless we stop that redhead, he's a cinch to take first money.
Say, Miss Ella, how'd you like me to do you a big favor and take you to the dance with me tonight?
Well, I'm sorry, Mr. Blodgett, but I've already got a date. Central House. The Hacienda Kid? Oh, yeah, I'll take the message, Mr. Hutchins. Hands are all out fixing fence. Stop. I don't have the dough and wouldn't send it to you if I did. Stop. Signed, Big Bill. Yeah. Yeah, I got it, Mr. Hutchins. Thanks.
Hello,
Ellie. Hello, Ellie. Any answer come to my message yet?
Yeah. Yeah, it just came this very minute.
Well, did they send the money?
No, they didn't.
They didn't? Well, then I guess I can't ride today. I haven't got any entry fee.
But they're going to send it this afternoon.
Well, this afternoon will be too late. I gotta get my entry fee in now.
How much is it, Kit?
$15, Ellen.
Well, I'll lend you the money, and you can pay me back when the other comes.
Gee, you sure you got it to spare?
Oh, sure. I just got paid a little while ago. Here.
That's mighty swell of you. I'll get down to the fairgrounds now and sign the entry list. And don't you worry about that loan. I'll pay you back. I'll pay you back with interest.
That was one of the nicest white lies I ever heard told, Ella. Why'd you do it?
No, I don't know. I just felt sorry for him, I guess.
Oh, that kid. He's got more chance of winning that contest than...
Why are you kicking me for a rib?
Well, for his sake, I hope he does. I'll be rooting for him anyway.
Maybe we see you down at fairgrounds, huh?
I'll sure be there, little beaver.
That was a pretty nice thing that little gal just did, compadres.
Yeah, but she should have saved her money. With you in that contest, he ain't got a chance.
I've changed my mind, Buckskin. I'm not going to ride.
Hey, Rocky, what do you think? I just found that rider ain't entering the bronc riding contest at all.
He ain't? Well, then it ought to be duck soup for you.
Well, there's one dark horse nobody seems to know much about. A youngster called a Hessiampa Kid. To hear him talk, he's got it in the bag.
Oh, yeah? He sat in our game last night, and we heard about how good he was.
Well, if he's half as good as he thinks he is, he's liable to gum up our deal.
Well, lay off rider's saddle and fix up the kids instead. I've got too much at stake to take any chances now.
As we get back to our adventure with America's famous fighting cowboy, we find the rodeo in full swing. Watching from the fence a short distance from the chutes are Ella and the Hessiampa Kid.
I drew a great horse, Ella. Dark Fury.
That horse is loco, Kid. Last year he killed a man.
But he's sure, Ella, and I'm not afraid of him. I'm not afraid of any horse on earth.
Hey, kid, I've got to get over to the chutes. Your number's coming up.
Oh, thanks, Red. I'll see you all later.
There comes a kid now, out of chute number two.
Yeah, don't think he isn't. He's doing a swell job.
You betcha.
And look at that horse. He's a-trying every trick in the bag, John Seagull. Man, look. The cinch on his saddle broke. He's under the horse's hoof.
Come on, Buckskin. That horse will kill him, sure. All right, get back. Get back, everybody. Give the kid some air.
Hey, did it hurt you bad, young fella?
I don't know. I don't know.
How is he, Red? How is he?
Oh, Ella. Something happened. Something went wrong.
Oh, I know. Well, why doesn't someone get a doctor?
Somebody go get him one now, Miss Ella.
Will you do me just one more favor, Ella?
Yes, anything.
Well, the hands back at the Traeger Ranch. Why, tell him it was mighty nice of him to send me that money. And tell him I'm sorry I let him down this way.
I could have rode that horse, but something happened. Oh, something went wrong.
Oh, no.
Hey, Red. Red.
Red, I was just looking at the kid's saddle. The belly band was pounded between two rocks till the fibers was almost cut in two.
And I'll bet my shirt that Rocky Hill had something to do with the two.
Oh, where are you going, Red?
To hunt that varmint up.
Hey, Red, wait for me. Ain't that that hill just piled on that the horse over yonder?
Yeah, it is. Come on.
All right.
Steady, Thunder. Steady, boy. Who are they? That murdering coyote is going to pay for this. All right, up, boy. Come on,
sit him down.
All right, after him, Thunder, old boy. After him.
Working in on him, Red?
Yeah, he knows it, too.
Say, what are you getting that there horse ready for?
You'll see. You'd better pull up, Rocky, or I'll drag you from that horse.
Keep away from me, Ryder.
All right, you ask for it.
Red, that there is what I call dabbing a twine. And now get out your pigging string and let that calf be all ready for your brand.
I want to give you back that $15, Ella. I can afford to lose it. You can't.
If you don't mind, Red, I'd rather leave it just the way it is. We were both a couple of lonely people and... Well, it'll be kind of nice to remember that I tried to help him out.
Well, if that's the way you want it, that's the way it's going to be. If you're still here, we'll see you again next year.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Well, I've been trying to put Rocky Hill behind the bars for years, and I finally did it.
He deserves him a two, Red Rider.
I'll say he does. All right, come on, travel boy. Pound that dirt. Come on.